Today we gather at the cross to bring symbols of Jesus' passion and suffering. As we bring the palm branches and the garden flowers, the bread and the cup, the betrayer's silver, the angry mob's torch, the crown of thorns, and the shroud of the tomb, we will follow Christ's journey to the cross. As we begin this journey to the cross, we bring palm branches to remember the crowds first fill the streets to welcome you with praise. We lift our voices to raise the call, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The bread and the cup remind us of how you met with your disciples in the upper room. We reflect on all you said in your final hours with your closest friends. Whenever we eat the bread and drink the cup, We remember how you gave your life for us. Lord, we bring these flowers and remember your distress as you prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. We recall your prayer of anguish. If it be thy will, take this cup from me. Lord, though it would mean tremendous suffering, you submitted to the Father's purpose and prayed, not thy will, but thine be done. We remember that it was also there in the garden that Judas betrayed you and led a mob of torches and swords to arrest you.
Thank you.
Lord, as we bring the purple robe and the crown of thorns, we think of all the suffering you endured. We remember the whip on your back, the fist on your face, and all the taunts and mockery you suffered. We are reminded of Isaiah's prophecy. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
To be strong.
Lord, when we see the nails, we remember how you were crucified on the cross. Even in the midst of your great suffering, you prayed for your tormentors. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Near the end of your life, you even showed mercy to a man who is crucified by your side. We echo his words when he said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Lord, we carry your response with us unto the end of our days. And when we say goodbye to a loved one, we find comfort when we hear your words, "You will be with me in paradise." Shining, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Then the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. Remember how they quietly lowered your lifeless body from the cross and wrapped it in a shroud. Then as the night was falling, they laid your body in the grave and sealed it in the tomb.
Thank you.
through Christ, we can have hope, even in the darkest of times. And though the night of death may overtake us, a new morning will surely come, and the sun will surely rise. Christ humbled himself by coming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things of earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
And is that resounding confession that brings us to this point in life as we proclaim the Easter message. He is risen. He is risen indeed, but he is risen so that we might live for him and with him. If you would please take your hymnal and turn to hymn number 358 as we continue that wondrous confession together, and as we stand and as we sing, "Because he lives." As you stand, our altar is open for any decision you might make. Number 358, "Because he lives."